Topic 3. Abstruse Teachings. 1. This treatise is, therefore, somewhat abstruse and quite symbolical. It may appear difficult to comprehend, and it may mean little to some and nothing at all to others. If the disciples of the world are truly struggling, and if they are applying practically the teaching given as far as in them lies, they will find as time elapses and their reason and intuition awakens that such symbolic and abstruse statements become clearer and clearer, serving to convey the intended teaching. When this happens, the angel of the presence approaches ever closer and lights the disciple on his way. The sense of separateness diminishes until at last light penetrates the darkness and the angel dominates the life. From Esoteric Psychology, Volume 2, pages 48 to 49. 2. Ponder on this. This is my frequent injunction, given because the activity of reflection is a potent means to revelation. From Esoteric Astrology, page 292. 3. You might ask why I deal here with these abstractions. I would respond that in your effort to understand and to grasp the truth which lies beyond your reason, even when regarding it as a hypothesis hereto unproven, you are gradually developing an aspect of your mind which is much needed in the processes of realization and which must be called into effective service during initiation. Such an effort is needed if true understanding is to occur. Initiation is the demonstration of intuitive understanding put to practical expression. From Esoteric Astrology, page 391. 4. Again, I have to repeat how vast is the subject with which we are dealing, and all these earlier instructions and the answers which I give to the questions only serve to show how abstruse the matter is. But if you will have patience and be willing to learn by absorption more than by analysis, you will later discover that you know much, intuitively and discriminately. From Esoteric Healing, page 308. 5. Students should not be deceived by simplicity and by the plain, direct statements. There is a tendency to regard esoteric teaching as necessarily abstruse and indirect, requiring always the use of the esoteric sense, whatever is meant by that, in order to arrive at understanding. Yet the more advanced the teaching, very frequently the more simply is it expressed. Abstruseness is related to the ignorance of the student, not to the mode of presentation of the teacher. From Esoteric Healing, page 629. 6. Much of what I have said above will seem meaningless to you, but as I have earlier told you, I write for those disciples and initiates who are now coming into incarnation and who will be in the full flower of their consciousness and service at the latter end of this century. But the effort you make to understand will have its effect, even if the brain registers it not. From The Rays and the Initiations, page 34. 7. The true understanding is, I realize, not possible for you, but much can be gained by your effort to comprehend. From The Rays and the Initiations, page 304. 8. As you can see, we are venturing into realms far beyond your comprehension. But the effort to grasp the unattainable and to exercise the mind along the line of abstract thought is ever of value. From The Rays and the Initiations, page 646. 9. I am quite aware that what I am here communicating may seem to you the veriest nonsense, and there is, of course, no possible way in which I can prove to you the factual nature of this intercommunicating system, or in which you can check and confirm what I say. But then, my brothers, you have no way as yet of ascertaining the factual existence of Sanat Kumara, and yet from the very night of time his existence has been proclaimed by the hierarchy and accepted by millions. Every human being believes a great deal more than he can ever prove, or the validity of which he can establish. From Telepathy and the Etheric Vehicle, page 164.